For the good word, amen. Luke chapter 15, I'm glad I'm saved. I'm thankful for the help of God in my heart this morning. And Luke chapter 15 is a parable. And three different things Jesus talked about. Thank God all of them's one, because it's two. The Bible said here, of course, there's a lost sheep, a lost silver, and a lost son. The Bible said, thank God, the shepherd went after the sheep. He left the 99, went after that one type. Amen of Christ, our shepherd. The woman had 10 pieces of silver. She lost the silver, amen, the piece. And thank God she swept the house until she found it. And that's the type of the Holy Ghost, if you want to preach types. And then this last one here is about the Father, amen, having mercy and compassion on the wayward son. Amen. And so I want to preach this morning, if God will help me a little while, on these two sons. Now, this has been on my heart for the last 3 days. And I look here in this text this morning, and there's two sons, amen, that's mentioned. The Bible said in verse 11, and he said, a certain man had two sons. And so the one son was the younger son. And of course, you know, he's called the prodigal. The Bible didn't call him that, even though the word wasted means prodigal. Squandered, amen, what he had give him. The Bible said this young son wanted his inheritance, and the daddy or the father gave them. It said them. He gave them their inheritance. He gave them their living, his living. And not many days after, the young son took a journey, amen, and went into a far country. And so the Bible teaches this here, and there was wasted his substance with righteous living. The word righteous means it was loose living. And brother, they live loose. And I'm telling you this morning, amen, that brother, thank God, when this boy had on his mind to leave, thank God, he went, listen, he already had it preconceived in his mind that he was going to go do what he wanted to do. And brother, the Bible said here that he wasted it. Notice that, wasted his substance with righteous living. And when he had spent all, there's a famine in the land. Amen. That means there was a deficiency of food. Amen. And the Bible said he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country. And we find here in this morning that he sent him to the fields to feed swine. Verse 16 said, amen, he would fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave to him. That desire here was, amen, that he longed to have his belly filled the husk. There was a little sweetness to the husk. They'd feed the swine with that. They'd beef them up with that. There's a little sweetness in that husk, amen, that younger son desired to have, because, amen, he was hungry. I mean, he was perishing with hunger. And the Bible said in verse 17, and when he came to himself, thank God, amen, brother, and he came, listen, I know this morning, brother, listen, this record here, amen, this story that Jesus gave, it's not the way man would have gave it. And the thing of it is that God has a way, amen. Amen. He brings us all to this place. Amen. We got to come to ourselves and find out where we at with him. Amen. This boy said, I'm away from my father. I mean, I ain't God perished with hunger. I mean, I don't have nothing to eat, what he's saying. And I'm perishing. My father has breaded up the spirit back at the house. And I tell you what I'm going to do. He said, I'm going to go back, and I'm going to tell my father I've sinned against heaven, and in his sight, I'm no more worthy, thank God, to be called thy son. Make me one of thy hired servants. That's what he said with his own mind and heart. I need to do this. Amen. The Bible said in verse 20, and he arose, thank God, and came to the father. But when he was a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion. That means that he had bowels of love for this boy. He had a yearning within him. Thank God, he had pity on him. Amen. And brethren, when he saw the boy, he had compassion. And the Bible said, and ran and fell on his neck. Thank God, and kissed him. Amen. He fell on his neck and he kissed him. And that word kiss there means he kissed him a lot. Amen. And so we find here, the Bible said,
at the Son. I said, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and no more worthy to be called thy son. And then the daddy said, thank God, this is a response he gave. I like it. I underline this in my Bible. But the father said, amen. I like what the father said. Amen. He said to his servants, bring forth the best robe. Amen. Put the best robe back. He could not sit at the table of the father in the clothes he had on. Thank God that my friend, thank God, testified of the far country. I testified of where he'd been living. I testified of his past. I testified how he came. And that's the only way you can count, can come, is to come the way he did, just as I am. Thank God. That's right. And brethren, he had a plea, thank God. Have mercy. And I'm telling you this, the father did. And the Bible said, and he put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and he killed the fatted calf. And brethren, they had a, thank God, a feast. Amen. And the Bible said this, and brethren, thank God, listen, and bring hither, let us eat and be merry. That was a rejoicing time. Amen. I don't know how long this boy had been gone. I don't know. The Bible don't say. As long, brethren, as he spent and wasted, thank God, his substance. And then he came home after he got in the hog pen and lived there a while. He came back. Amen. Thank God. I'm glad there's a way back home this morning. Thank God, no matter what you've done and where you've been, I'm glad there's a road back to the Father. Amen. I'm glad he's more willing to forgive and ready to forgive than you are to ask. Thank God, that's the way he is. I tell you, that father didn't come out with a whip. He come out with a heart of love for that boy. Amen. That boy, thank God, when he walked back, amen, down that trail, brethren, listen, what do you think went through his mind? He was probably thinking, I don't know what he's going to say. I don't know. I just don't know what he's going to say. But I know what I need to do. I need to get back to him. And I need to make it right with him, confess to him. Amen. Brethren, the daddy didn't. Thank God he had compassion. Amen. That's right. That's the way you get. Thank God the Father is. He's full of compassion. And brother, when he came back, thank God. Amen. He fell on the boy's neck and kissed him. And brethren, listen, that shows you the love he had and the thanksgiving for the Lord working. Amen. Listen, bringing this boy home. And I'm telling you, are you hearing me? Thank God he, thank God, got forgiven. Amen. And got back in. Praise God. He never was called a servant. He is a son when he left, and he is a son when he came back. And I'm going to tell you, that won't change. Amen. You'll be a son, thank God. Thank God that you leave out of here. Amen. He's faithful. Amen. The love was on the other end with the Father, and the Father had love on his Son, and he's still the same way this morning. Thank God, no matter where you've been and what you've done, there's a Father, thank God, in heaven with compassion. Thank God to forgive that one that comes back home. Amen. Thank God. I don't preach on the elder son. It's been on my heart about this elder son. I've been thinking on him, and I really believe with my heart that Jesus was saying here to them Pharisees and them others that was judgmental, amen, that this is who you are. You don't listen. That's what he's saying. Can I ask you this morning? And I know we know the story, but if you looked at this text this morning, and I come to you, or you come to me, and you said, now this is the two boys that was raised up in that house, which one would you rather have to be your son? Oh, my friend, the first thought, well, at what elder, he works in the field. He's done what I've asked him to do. Amen. He's not. He said he hadn't transgressed the command. Amen. And this other one, he just written, amen, ripped and roared and done what he wanted to. I'm trying to give you some hope this morning. Amen. And listen, you'd say, well, my goodness, amen. ain't no choice in this crowd. I'd rather have the elder than the younger. But that ain't the way the Lord put it out, brethren. Amen. Listen. It wasn't elder. Amen. It was the younger. Amen. I want to say, first of all, and I'm not getting points, I'm just saying, first of all, I'm going to tell you why the elder acted like he did when the younger came home. Number one thing is, the elder had never been lost. Amen. He never had been lost. He never had. He did not know what it was to be lost in sin and lost in a far country. All he had was what he did. That's what he boasted in. That's what he thought about. If you look at the text this morning, thank God the elder, my friend, amen, listen, he was in the field when the son came home. He is doing what he said. And brethren, listen, he boasted in his own self. He did not boast in the compassion or the mercy of the Father. He did not know what it was to be lost. A Pharisee's in a church and don't know what it is to be lost. Brethren, the Holy Ghost has to get a man lost before he ever gets saved. It's not making a mental decision. It's not making a choice. A salvation's by repentance and faith. And you have to have them. Amen. And God gives them with compassion. But I'm saying this boy, amen, the elder did not know what it was to be lost. Hey, listen to me this morning. If you never get lost, you'll never get found. There's got to be Holy Ghost conviction in a man's heart. Amen. And draw him to repentance and save him by grace and bring him in the family of God. It's not me trying. It's not my works. It's not my own personal obedience. It is grace. It is faith. It's his son. Thank God pouring his love out upon mankind through the convicting work of God and brings him home where God calls him. This boy Darren felt one time about being condemned. He never felt condemnation. He never saw himself as he was. And he died, my friend, if he died like that, he died in a sinner's condition. Amen. Amen. Now, whose son would you rather have? Which son? See, I don't understand it. I mean, I think that children ought to be taught to respect, obey, and listen. Brother, somewhere in their life, they're going to have to come to themselves. And I feel like we've raised a bunch of elder sons without any responsibility to God. It's more responsibility to man than it is to God. Can I tell you this morning? My utmost desire for all young people is that they meet Jesus. And they have, amen, a service or a relationship with him. Amen. Listen, this boy, listen, can I tell you this? I don't know how, thank God, back at the home, I know he had to work in the fields. He got a certain age and he went out. Amen. I know all that. But can I tell you this? I bet there wasn't never a time, thank God, that he felt that compassion from his father. Amen. Because he never seen he needed it until he came home. And you never see what you need till you come home. You never know the compassion of the Father till you come home. This is not a record this morning to teach that we're to go out and live any way we want to. That's not what I'm preaching. But I am preaching this, that a man, thank God, under conviction, sees himself in need. He sees himself needing to get compassion and have the favor of the Father and the mercy of the Father upon him, this elder son. Thank God, he heard the music and he called one of the servants and he said, "What's that I hear? What's going on?" He didn't know. Amen. Listen, I've studied a little bit on that. But when they killed the fatted calf and went in there for the feast, and they was having a good time. Amen. Boy, ain't many people having a good time no more. Brethren, I'm telling you, thank God we ought to. I tell you, listen, the Bible said they heard the music. I looked up that word music this morning, and it talked about instruments being played. Amen. They didn't say they were singing. Maybe they were. It's just playing instruments. and dancing, it says. Amen. They wasn't doing the jig. Amen. To contemporary music. But brother, they listen, the word dance there takes a meaning of swirling around or even maybe in a circle. Amen. Thank God, this in a circle rejoicing and amen, dancing. Amen. And that's a cultural thing. Understand that. But brother, listen, if God ever got upon us, amen, David danced before the, thank God, the Ark of the Covenant. And my friend, when his wife looked out the window, thank God, what'd she do? She despised David in her heart. And God shut her womb up. And she never had a child. And brethren, we just listen. We've left the worship of God. We've left, my friend, praising him. Amen. We're scared to death that it'd be out of order. Amen. But brethren, everything should be done in order. Decently and in order. That means an arrangement of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let the prophets be subject to the prophets. If you got a word from God, thank God you got it. Amen. I spoke on that the other night. They had a word of praise. This boy had come home. Amen. He had been lost. Thank God, he had been in a far country lost. He is away, praise God. But now he come home and they rejoiced in that house. Thank God over that boy coming home. But the elder didn't like it. Amen. I'm going to tell you, people won't like praising the church as people, my friend, that don't know nothing about it. Amen. So what's going on? Thank God something ought to be going on. Amen. Notice here what he said. I like it. He said, and he called one of the servants, asked what these things meant. And he said, thy brother has come. I like what he said. Thy brother has come. Amen. You'll see what he said. And he said, thy brother has come, and thy father killed the fatted calf because he had received him safe and sound. And the next verse, and this is what he said, and he was angry. You know what he got mad? He got that word angry there. He got in a rage. I mean, he was hot about it, friend. And you know why? Because he is jealous, and because he stacked his works up against the brother's works. And he said, why should he do that? Amen. Listen, this is what he said. Lo, these many years do I serve thee. Amen. What's the motive of your service? Amen. Many years I serve thee. Oh, you better get that in a family, brother. And amen. Daddy, look what I've done. They done this. Oh, yeah, buddy. It's all through there. Amen. The judgment. Amen. It's not based on motive, because you can't know that all the time, but it's based on their self and what they did. Amen. God help us. I'm thankful that in this church, and I don't hear it, I ain't got people getting up tooting their horn and wanting to say, brethren, listen, what they've done and what they hadn't done. Oh no, son, it's about what he done. It's about what he does. It ain't about us. Amen. I'm trying to take us somewhere this morning. Judge yourself, examine yourself. Amen. Listen, brethren, I'm telling you this. He said, and I serve thee neither transgressed I thee. He said, I have never hadn't transgressed thy commandment. I highly doubt that. Amen. Listen, you want me to tell you something this morning? You want me to give you something this morning? The transgression against the commandment of God always ain't visible. It can be in your heart. God sees the intent of that man's heart. Well, brother, listen, Trevor, and I'm saying Joel too. Thank God, mom and daddy said, you do this. And I went and done it, but in my heart, I hated doing it. And God saw the intent of my heart, and it wasn't pure before God. Don't tell me this morning, friend, as a saved person, that you hadn't transgressed and done in your heart in a motive that wasn't the will of God, and God seen it, nobody else did. I'm glad you went ahead and done it. But son, I'm telling you, he had transgressed before. Amen. He said, and I like in this verse, this I three times. He said, I serve thee. I had at any time hadn't transgressed thee. And notice this, and yet thou never gave me a kid that I might make merry with my friends. Amen. You ain't done that for me, in other words. Well, listen, I'm here on the farm. I'm here in the field. I'm going out to work every day. Isn't that the way? Listen, I'm busting it up right now because this is the way the church thinks. It's just not what Jesus said. You say, what you saying, preacher? I'm saying, thank God. The only way you'll know mercy, thank God's come broke. Yes, sir. Amen. You'll go to hell with everything you've done with your hands, but you'll go to heaven, thank God, with everything he done with his whole life. Amen, buddy. It's just hard, son. I've had them tell me when I got saved. Amen. I went to old Roger. He is a good friend of mine. He's a basketball player, brother. Amen. And me and him played together. And I went to him. I said, I got saved. He said, you done what? I said, I got saved. He said, well, I don't believe in all that. I said, why not? It's in the Bible. His daddy had been a minister, and it wasn't in this denomination. And he said, well, my daddy taught me if I didn't do wrong, amen, I'd go to heaven. I said, all of us have done wrong. Everybody's going to go to hell if they don't get saved. Amen. It ain't how good you are. And brother, he left. He said, I just don't see that I really ain't never done nothing that bad. But brother, that's what this boy's saying. That's the mindset of the Baptist church in this day. They put people in office because of what they've seen of them, my friend, whether they got money or amen or whatever they do in the eyes of man. It's still the Holy Ghost and God in them. It's sad, but it's true. Everybody that's ever been saved, amen, knew what it was to come from their heart of a far country of sin and repent toward God and ask for forgiveness and be saved by the grace of God. And brother, this boy didn't know nothing about it because he was more about himself and what he had done and what he had not done, amen. And I'm going to tell you, listen to me. Your spirituality ain't based on what you do. It's based on what he did. It's Christ. Amen. It's him. The only thing God accepts is his son. Anything he accepts is what his son does in you. Amen. Listen, Jesus knew that. He preached it to him. Notice what he said here. But listen, you don't hear him get really judgmental. You don't hear him get judgmental. Listen, what if you and I'd say this? Here's a boy that's come home. I mean, he's wasted every dime of his inheritance. He comes home probably in tore down clothes, stinking like a hog. Amen. His daddy hugs him, thank God, and kisses him and receives him. He comes back in, thank God. They pitch a party for him and rejoice, thank God, that the boy come home. Amen. Here's his brother out in the field. He hears this music and dancing comes. Amen. And he's telling this servant here, amen. Notice what he said here. Amen. He said this, but he said, his father went out and he told his father this. And this is what he said in verse 30. And listen to this out of your own lips and from your own heart saying it because we have. And this is what he said. But as soon as this thy son, he didn't call him his brother, was come, which hath devoured thy living with harlots. Why couldn't he have said, my brother hadn't been doing the right thing? No, your son has been down there with a bunch of harlots. That's what he said. Notice what he said. Probably did. And thou hast killed for him the fatted calf. You're honored. No, he's not honoring a man for a sin. He's thanking God he come home. Amen. Amen. Brother, listen. There ain't a person living in this body that has not sinned. Why do we categorize sin? Sin means this. Sin means missing the mark. That's what it means, missing the mark. Amen. Them people outside, amen, that don't have no interest in God, why should they? They don't have him in him. That's right. Brother, listen. That boy down there, thank God, no doubt he was spending that money. Amen. And brother, he was down there living his life the way he wanted to. Brother Robert, listen. He didn't have no mind to go back home in. Amen. Listen, you can't get your children. They have to spend out. Amen. That boy had to spend. If he had money, he never would have come home. Amen. I said before, thank God. My friend, if Biden had been in the White House when he's down there, praise God, he'd still be down there. Amen. That's right, brother. Amen. Thank God, but I'm telling you this, brother, no man gave to him. Nobody gave him anything. Amen. He gave him a job with the hogs. Amen. Desired to eat the husk. Thank God, listen, that boy down there in the far country just wasted everything he had. But why he wasted it, he enjoyed what he's doing. But when it gave in, ain't got no more else. Brother, he got in a bad shape. Hey, God, listen, sometimes sin runs a course to bring a man to the end of himself. Amen. Yes, sir. You know who hurts about it? That father back at home. That's who's hurting about it. I bet every, and I'm just guessing. I mean, I don't know this for sure. It don't say in the Bible. But I assume every night, probably Daddy said, let's gather around, pray for him. Let's just pray for him. I mean, look, we don't know where he's at. But let's just pray God deal with his heart and bring him to the end of himself. Amen. And then one day, hey, circumstances happen in life, Brent. He just didn't spend all he had. That's the way God set up, because that famine hit that land. You ought to hit a famine in people's life, in their life, to wake them up, brother. Amen. I mean, God will use a lot of things in people's life to wake them up. Amen. He came to himself, but why did he come to himself? He didn't have no more money. He didn't have nothing to eat. He perished with hunger. And brother, listen to me. You know, there's us in this church, and there's people in this church, amen, that they about lost hope in their family members. They about lost hope in them. But would they have lost hope about the elder son? Huh? But they lose hope about that boy down in that far country. But God had to allow it. He didn't ordain it, but he did allow it. If you want to use the word, whatever you want to use on it, that's up to you. God allowed that boy to leave that house for his purposes, I'll say it that. To cause him to go through that. Because listen to me, that inheritance meant nothing to God. Money don't mean nothing to God. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills that the cattle's on. If he was hungry, he wouldn't ask us. But the fact of it is, we make a big deal out of that, but it don't mean a lot to God, because all he's doing is he's working in people's heart to bring him to himself if he has to strip a man clean. Yes, sir. That's right, the elder said. Boy, that boy's been down there with a bunch of harlots living like that, which is sin. But is that what we do? We bring up people's sin of what they're doing or what they've done. Amen. The father never said one thing about what he did. I'm trying to preach to you this morning. It's hard for you to take because you're flesh like I am. But the fact of it is, brother, the elder son's living in the Baptist church and they're preaching from the pulpits, because I used to be some of him. And I'm telling you this, there's leaving a no hope for sinners anymore, because they've got to meet legalistic rules, amen, to live for God. And it can't happen, friend. Love is the greatest thing. And love will cause a man to live for God and want to live holy and right before God. Because he loves God, amen. If I get up here and preach on things, and brother, and I could, and I do sometimes, but it ain't to bring guilt to you. It's to bring instruction to help us in the walk of God. Notice what he said here. I'm about through. Listen, and he said he's been with harlots, and he said unto him, son, thou art ever with me. Here he's kind of giving a little comfort. A pretty smart father here. He said, son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. It was meet that we should make merry and be glad. It's right for us to do this. I mean, brother, if a sinner come this morning to the Father through the Son, thank God, why wouldn't anybody in the house of God shout the victory? I mean, rejoice in it. Praise God. We've been saved. We know where we was at. We know where we come to. We know where the Father, thank God, forgave us. There's a place, son. I believe that boy, thank God, I probably walked about down that road every once in a while. I said, it was right here. Thank God that the Father fell on my neck and had mercy on me. Amen. Thank God every once in a while you ought to go back to that. Amen, son, and say, right here it was. Right there it was. Amen. When I came, he was there. He was awaiting on me. And he fell on my neck. Amen. I left peaceful. Amen. That's right. What about the elder son? He said, for thy, I love the way he said this, for this thy brother. He didn't say, for this my son. Listen, I'll preach it like this right here. Everybody in here to save my brother. Yes, sir. Everybody, every lady in here to save my sister. Amen. It's not Jonathan, even though it is. I don't have a problem with that, but I'm just trying to teach something here. It's my brother, Jonathan. You're my brother all the time. All the time, brother. I love you all the time. Whether you're in the far country, I can't love you as good because I ain't around you. And it might be that if I was in the far country, you couldn't love me as good. But you're still my brother. When that boy's in the far country, that was his brother. You hearing what I'm telling you? I'm going to tell you where the church has failed today. The church has failed in remembering that. They've got to meet somebody's criteria or standard to stay their brother. And I'm going to tell you, brother, we've lost some of that. We've lost some of that brotherly love. He said, let brotherly love continue. And it ought to be like this. Amen. It ought to be like this. That's right. He said, thy brother. That's what he said, thy brother. Thy brother. That's what he said. Notice this. Thy brother was dead. He was dead. That means that he was dead to life in the communion. Or however you want to believe it. And he's dead to restoration. He is dead to the relationship. He is dead. The word dead means dead. Amen. If you want, however you want to look at it, he is dead and is alive again. Again now. Amen. He's alive again. He's repented. He's got restoration. He knows what it is to be forgiven. He's got compassion given to him. Hey, listen, friend, you all know if you're compassionate. Well, if you've got compassion, you have it. If you ever receive compassion, you'll have some. God didn't have it, we'd all be dead. Amen, buddy. Notice this. And was lost. Notice this. He told this to the elder son, Brother Todd. He said, your brother was lost. But that boy could have never looked back at his father and said, I was. But I'm going to tell you what, there was a day he was lost. Brother Danny, when you crying down to that kitchen table that day at John Honeycutt's, you could sing Amazing Grace and know what it meant. The day the Holy Ghost quickened me and gave me life in Christ, I could say, thank God I was lost, but now I'm found. Amen. I was lost. Amen. I was lost. He said he was lost. He didn't say he is lost. He said he come to save that which was lost. It was lost in Adam, friend. And here that boy come up, thank God. Amen. And God, thank God, forgiven. And he was lost and is found. Amen. Amen. He is found, brother. Everything in Luke 15, it dealt with lost and found. The sheep was lost. The shepherd went and got him. The sheep didn't come to the shepherd. The shepherd went to the sheep. The silver was lost, and the woman sought till she found it. Every one of them ended up with rejoicing. Even in one text over there in 10, he said there's a rejoicing in heaven over one sinner that repenteth more than over 99 persons need no repentance. He's saying, thank God, there's a time in heaven over somebody, amen, repenting. Amen. I don't understand that. I told you what I believe on that. I believe that's Jesus rejoicing. Amen. Because he, thank God, amen, found the lost peace, found the lost sheep, and praise God, the lost son came home, amen, and was restored, thank God, and saved, amen, my friend, and found, and praise God. I'm telling you, anybody's going to get saved is going to have to be lost, amen. Listen to me. The elder son never was lost. He never had known forgiveness because he never thought he needed it. That's right. What you going to do, Brother Hyde? I'm going to leave it with God. I'm going to leave it with God, son. I'm going to leave it with God. Because I'm going to tell you what, when God shows you how far you are from him through the Spirit work, and you finally see yourself destined for a damnation, and you come home, you'll have the experience of the Father falling on your neck. And you'll know what it is to be forgiven. And you'll know what it is, thank God, to be put at the table. Because he said, my son that was lost is found. Amen. Can I tell you this? Listen to me. I'm through. A lot of times we look at the wayward so much and say, no hope. No hope. We look at that religious person and say, that boy there, he's going somewhere. Amen. I'm preaching what Jesus said. It's just hard for you to take because the fact of it is, that's the way God done it, brother. Help you testify before I preach. Me and you talked. You was in a far country. I was in a far country. We was all in a far country. Whether we was in a far country with our feet, we was with our heart. There ain't nobody in here that knows what the Holy Spirit showed them about how lost they were and showed them how sinful they were and how corrupt they were. That, listen, there's not a person that God's ever showed how sinful and lost and corrupt they were and God had forgiveness that wouldn't have went in and danced with that crowd. But if you're self-righteous, you know what you're going to do? I wonder if that's real. Well, you know what that fella did. Huh? That's right, but he didn't. I wonder which son. Really, if you look at it, what son are you? Amen. Are you the forgiven? Are you the self-righteous son? There's two sons right here. You know what Jesus is saying? He's telling them Pharisees, that elder son's you. That elder son's you. Is it right to obey your parents? Sure it is. But it don't get you into heaven. I'll tell you what, God will have favor on you if you obey from the heart. He'll shine light your way. But I'm going to tell you what, salvation is wholly in the Father. Through the Son. Giving forgiveness to the broken, the sinful, and the needy. Just like He gave it to us. Amen. May the Lord add His blessing to what God showed me. Amen. Let's stand. I appreciate you hearing me. Remember tonight, Brother Preston Riddle will be here preaching. And I thank God for this good brother. I trust you'll be back. He'll be driving down from Weaverville. He's a good brother. He'll help you. And pray and be back in the service. I really don't know how to end this kind of service because I know it's kind of a little run in it. Because that's the attitude, Brother Robert. And you know what? Listen, God usually takes the most unlikely and uses it. He most of the time does. Amen. Paul, even though he was a man that was set at the feet of Gamaliel, and this man was a man that knew a lot. But brother, God had to show him that everything he ever had was dung. He had to bring him low to bring him up. He brought him low too, brother. Thank God and brought him in and brought him into the family to do the will of God. And don't ever cut short the hand of the mercies of God, of who God might touch in this church or anywhere else, and save by the grace of God. I don't know how many years Miss Jennifer and Brother Todd, that they raised their hand in a service and said, pray for my brother. I don't know how many times she ever thought in her own mind when she said that. He's a hard case. But I ain't never found a case that God couldn't crack. Amen. And brother, thank God this morning, far as I know, him and his wife and his little boys attending a Baptist church in Thomasville profess to be saved by the grace of God. Amen. Amen. That's right. Buddy, you go back, brother. You can look at your own life, Brother Keith. Amen. There ain't nobody born bent toward God. They're bent running like this boy did to the far country. But I'm telling you, thank God, when he come to end himself, praise God, he saw, brother, listen, who knows when that little boy's in that hospital over there at that day, when me and Myra come over there, remember that little old boy? Amen. What's his name? Aiden. He was in that hospital over there. He is going through troubles. And we went over there. He was a little. Amen. I went over there, and I'll tell you, it was a little hard over there at night. Thank God, but I know we was there in the will of God, and we prayed and believed God to help that little boy, which he did help him, amen, help the family, praise God. And brother, listen, that could have been, we don't even know, we can't look through nothing but what we see with our eyes. that the Holy Ghost started doing some cracking right there. Amen. And you go back in your life, God cracked on you. Amen. Look at you, Miss Kayla and Jonathan, some of you young people that's raised in this church, but had in your mind, I might just want to go to the far country. Amen. Thank God before you could pack a suitcase, God had done put the Holy Ghost in you, dealing with your heart. Amen, buddy. Just think about that. Where would you be had it not been the mercy of God? Amen. I mean, that's just God. Amen. I mean, listen, Daddy can't stop you in some ways, but I'm telling you, God can.
Yep.
Amen. That's right. I've seen it happen, brother. Amen. I mean, I've seen that happen. There's a lot of things they can just do what they want to, and Daddy can't stop some of that. And Mama can't stop some of that. But I'm telling you what, their prayers have an effect. And buddy, I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost knows where to stop you. Amen. Buddy, he let that boy go in the front. And listen, that father never went down there looking for him. He never did. He didn't say, I'm going to go pull him out. I'll pay his way out. Oh, no, son. He let the process go. Amen. And then thank God one day he got hungry and he didn't have nothing. And brother, he woke up. Amen. And God brought him back home. Amen. He got forgiven. Thank God. I'm telling you, brother, that's the way God does it. It's contrary to professional religion. It's contrary to what religion teaches. Religion teaches be the best person you can, join the church and do all you can for the church, and it'll send you right to hell. Amen. It ain't your works, it's what Christ does. Amen. It's not how good you are, it's who he is. Amen. Thank God it's the forgiveness of the Father, brother. And brother, if you experience that, you'll know, thank God, amen, you've met him. Amen. And you're different, thank God, because of what he done for you. Amen. Bless the Lord for that. Amen. Let's have prayer. Amen. Jonathan Robinson, pray for us. Yeah, God.